Lebanese army deploys across Lebanon as Druze leader Talal Arsalan calls on supporters to lay down arms. Former Lebanese Prime Minister Omar Karimi announces his support for the Hezbollah-led opposition. A top Lebanese cabinet minister says U.S. and Saudi Arabian officials have threatened him with death. Britain's Westminster Committee rejects U.S. government's allegation about Iran sending arms to Iraq. And Iranian and Qatari officials discuss expansion of bilateral cooperation in labor-related fields. Another story is behind the headlines. The army deployed across much of Lebanon on Sunday after Hezbollah has ceded control of West Beirut. Of course, has continued in the north and in the Druze Mountains. Machine gun fire and loud explosions echo through a number of villages in the district of Alay as a pro-Israel Druze leader, Walid Jumblat, urged his rival Talal Arsalan to place the area under army control. Arsalan also called on opposition activists to halt the fighting. Shortly after the appeals, the army began deploying in the area. A security official told AFP that the casualty toll from 5 days of unrest against the ruling coalition government now totals 42 dead and 164 wounded. Earlier on Sunday, the army moved into the main northern city of Tripoli, where clashes left one woman dead and at least five other people wounded overnight. But calm returned to the capital, Beirut, after 4 days of face-off between the Hezbollah-led opposition activists and militant supporters of the U.S. and Israeli-backed government coalition. Former Lebanese Prime Minister Omar Karimi has supported Lebanon's resistance movement, saying the Lebanese nation would back Hezbollah for as long as the group continues its resistance against Israel. Karimi, who is a prominent Sunni Lebanese political leader, accused of the U.S.-backed government coalition of seeking to dismantle Hezbollah resistance. Referring to the ongoing situation in Lebanon, Karimi described the Western-backed government of Fuad Siniora as the main body responsible for the current impasse in the country. He added Siniora even sought to pit the army against Hezbollah. Karimi underscored that Siniora's government is carrying out orders issued by external forces. However, Karimi called on all parties and factions to go back to their headquarters to end the presence of arms and fighting in the country. Reiterating its support for Hezbollah, the Sunni political leader also urged a resumption of talks with the resistance. A Lebanese cabinet minister has disclosed that the U.S. and Saudi Arabian officials threatened him with death if he did not refrain from his decision to resign from Prime Minister Fuad Siniora's government. A close source to Siniora's cabinet told Fox News agency in Beirut on condition of anonymity that the Lebanese minister strongly fears for his life after being threatened by the U.S. and Saudi officials. Referring to the outstanding political weight of Lebanese minister in the cabinet, the source said the U.S. certainly knows that if the Lebanese minister resigns, Siniora's government would collapse soon after. Meantime, Arab foreign ministers holding talks in Cairo were divided over a draft resolution implicitly condemning Hezbollah for the unrest in Lebanon. A draft resolution put forward put before the ministers underlined the Arab League's rejection of arms to achieve political goals outside the framework of constitutional illegitimacy. The draft also urged the need for withdrawal of all weapons from the streets. The text was drawn by Egypt and put forward with the support of six other pro-Western Arab governments of Bahrain, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Syria did not send its foreign minister to the Cairo meeting and was represented by its ambassador to the Arab League. Delegates told AFP that Damascus has objected to the draft. Many regional countries are against this text because of the implicit condemnation of Hezbollah and support for the Israeli-supported government of Prime Minister. Thoughts in Yoruba. Britain's Westminster Committee rejects U.S. government's allegation about Iran sending arms to Iraq. There was something interesting missing from Major General Kevin Bregner's introductory remarks to journalists at his regular news briefing in Baghdad last Wednesday. The word Iran, or any reference to it. It was especially striking as Bregner, the U.S. military spokesman in Iraq, announced the extraordinary list of weapons and munitions that have been uncovered in recent weeks since fighting erupted between U.S. forces and Shiite fighters. But there are calls now for the U.S. either to show evidence of high-level Iranian government involvement in the supply of weapons to Iraqi fighters or to retract their repeated allegations. The demand from the Westminster Committee on Iran follows the cancellation of the plan to display alleged Iranian-supplied explosives to journalists in Karbala when it was discovered that none of them originated from Iran. Despite the repeated U.S. claims that Tehran is supplying arms and training to militiamen in Iraq, neither the U.S. nor its allies have displayed any of the alleged arms to the public or the media. It is looking less likely that they will, with American military officials saying recently it was up to the Iraqis to show the items, while Iraqi officials are reluctant to show things that don't exist. The Iranians have consistently denied the accusations. The failure to uncover any Iranian-made weapons in Iraq suggests that the U.S. government is only trying to cover its own failures by blaming Iran. Repeated accusations that Tehran is aiming and that is arming and training insurgents who are killing American and British soldiers in Iraq are extremely serious because they are aimed to inflame public opinion and could be used as justification for further military adventurism by gung-ho American leaders.